This is turning into a week of intense debate about Iraq. John Kerry chose yesterday to deliver his most aggressive critique yet of the president's policy. Senator Kerry said that no responsible commander-in-chief would have invaded Iraq, knowing that Saddam Hussein had no weapons of mass destruction. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
In a stinging speech delivered at New York University, Kerry tried to turn the tables on President Bush. For weeks, despite being the challenger, Kerry has been on the defensive, forced by the Bush campaign to explain again and again his past statements on Iraq. Yesterday, Kerry made it clear that knowing what he does today, he would not have gone to war against Saddam Hussein. And he blasted the president for saying that he would have.
Today, President Bush tells us that he would do everything all over again the same way. How can he possibly be serious? Is he really saying to America that if we know there was no imminent threat, no weapons of mass destruction, no ties to Al-Qaeda, the United States should have invaded Iraq? My answer, resoundingly, no, because a commander-in-chief's first responsibility is to make a wise and responsible decision to keep America safe.
Kerry said the president's two main rationales, weapons of mass destruction and the Al-Qaeda connection, have been proved false.
Now the president is looking for a reason, a new reason to hang his hat on. It's the capability to acquire weapons. But ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, that was not the reason given to the nation. That was not the reason that Congress voted on. That is not a reason today. It is an excuse.
Iraq was a profound diversion from the battle against Osama bin Laden, Kerry said, and he charged that invading Iraq has created a crisis of historic proportions. And just as the Bush campaign has warned that a Kerry presidency would leave Americans poorly protected against terrorism, Kerry warned that if George W. Bush is reelected, he will make the same reckless mistakes somewhere else. Iraq is a mess, Kerry said, but we can't afford to just throw up our hands.
George Bush has no strategy for Iraq. I do, and I have all along. George Bush has not told the truth to the American people about why we went to war and how the war is going. I have, and I will continue to do so. I believe the invasion of Iraq has made us less secure and weaker in the war on terrorism. I have a plan to fight a smarter, more effective war on terror that actually makes America safer.
Kerry said the president should immediately get support from other countries, step up the process of training Iraqi security forces, carry out a reconstruction plan to bring tangible benefits to the Iraqi people, and take steps to guarantee that Iraqi elections can be held next year. Campaigning in New Hampshire, President Bush said Kerry's proposals were exactly what the administration is currently doing. He blasted Kerry for coming up with what he said was yet another position on Iraq and for preferring a dictatorship to democracy.
We must show resolve and determination. Mixed signals are the wrong signals to send to the enemy. Mixed signals are the wrong signals to send to the people in Iraq. Mixed signals are the wrong signals to send to our allies. And mixed signals are the wrong signals to send to our troops in combat.
This week, President Bush will have two high-profile opportunities to make his case on Iraq. He addresses the United Nations in New York today, and he'll host Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi at the White House on Thursday. Kerry completed his day in New York City with a fundraiser and an appearance on The David Letterman Show, where he lampooned himself and President Bush with the top 10 tax list.
Ladies and gentlemen, top 10 Bush tax proposals.
Oh, my God, here we go.
No estate tax for families with at least two U.S. presidents.
Wow.
W-2 form is now W-2 form. Under the simplified tax code, your refund check goes directly to Halliburton.
How about that?
The reduced earned income tax credit is so unfair, it just makes me want to tear out my lustrous, finely groomed hair.
Yeah.
Making a visit to the late-night comedians is becoming a required stop for presidential candidates, particularly challengers. President Bush, who appeared on The Letterman Show in 2000, has not appeared on any late-night comedy shows this year. Mara Liasson, NPR News.